Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is turning into a beautiful morning here at the Brunswick on Old Orchard Beach in Maine. Roadshow number 4. I want to thank the crew at Hancock Lumber because they stopped by with this hat for Dress Greg and $100. So thanks to those guys. And you can, I will wear anything you want as long as you're willing to make a donation to the Greg Hill Foundation. You could just go to thegreghillfoundation.org and check out Dress Greg. I also, as long as we're offering thanks, I want to thank our syndication partner up here, Atlantic Coast Radio. Those guys are always great hosts. They threw a great event last night.
Awesome.
At the Cowbell. And I want to thank John Van Hoogenstein and Morgan, who's the head sales weasel guy over there, and they are just they are so gracious every time we come up here. And also Tom and Nikki and the whole crew here at the Brunswick, if we could give them a round of applause for hosting us year after year at this road show.
And I did something I'm not proud of last night. I was talking to a listener Worm, and I just walked away mid-story. I couldn't.
What was
I don't even. He just was like, oh, you're walking. I was like, yeah, Worm, I love you. I don't. Yeah.
What was the story about?
It started about Courtney in the car and about a photo, and then turned into something else. And I was just, okay.
He was like, I'm going to say something tomorrow on air. I said, all right.
Okay, Worm, where's Worm at?
Right there.
Oh, there he is.
So I'm sorry, but you got to get to the point.
Yeah. Good news based on his performance last week is that it is plastic cups here at the Brunswick, so you won't break anything.
He also told me that he has a $70,000 truck, so he was sleeping in a nice place, even though it was in his car.
All right, good.
Before the Newport show.
Nothing better than sleeping in the car. I've done that before.
Amen.
Please welcome to the largest patio on the beach here in Old Orchard Beach, our bland manager, Ken Laird.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you, Greg.
Ken, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Enjoyed yourself last night, it seemed.
I did. I had a beer and a half.
And a half? That was it? Any food last night?
I didn't know. Partake of food.
Wow. All right.
Those fried pickles were unreal.
You like the fried pickles?
Yeah.
The frickles?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were good last night.
Ken and I are in adjacent rooms next to each other.
No. Courtney's telling me I have something on my nose.
Yeah, you had like a black...
A booger?
It was like a black dot on your nose. Mm-hmm. I was just trying to help.
All right. I appreciate it. Okay. So we are going to play Truth or Fraudulent here, a little game we play with Wiggy. And this is the main edition. So you have to answer... when it comes to the fact that I will share whether it is truth or whether it is fraudulent. And our first contestant this morning, what is your name?
My name's Chad.
Where are you from, Chad?
I live right in Gardner, Maine.
All right.
I'm a Maina.
How far away? You're a Maina.
Yes.
How far away is that?
It's about an hour north of here.
Okay. And what do you do?
I work for Goodwill, actually. So I help individuals with disabilities get into jobs.
That's awesome.
Good for you. All right.
That's why Ken hired me.
We're going to get Wiggy's answers first on these questions because we don't want him to get any hints from you. All right, Wiggy, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. American towns began naming their most prominent street Main Street in the 1700s to honor this state. Is that truth or is that fraudulent?
That's fraudulent.
I'm going to go with Wiggy on this one.
It's fraudulent?
Yeah.
All right, it is fraudulent.
Oh. All right.
All right.
Cooking. All right, you go into you advance to the winner round. You could end up with a City Connect trucker hat. Up next, your name, sir?
Sean.
Sean, where are you from?
I am from Gorham, Maine.
Gorham.
Love Sean. Okay.
All right, Gorham, Maine. Here we go, Wiggy and Sean. The fictional town of Derry, Maine is the location for the Stephen King novel, which is called Men in Clown Masks Driving White Vans Kidnapping Kids. Truth or fraudulent?
Yeah, it's a little bit of truth there, but that's fraudulent.
That is fraudulent?
I'll go with fraudulent.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What novel is the fictional town Derry, Maine the location of?
It.
It.
That's right.
It is right.
Pennywise.
All right.
About that scary clown.
Yes.
Judge
they're coming
Sean.
Up with the series. Welcome to Derry.
You must be terrified of clowns. Like,
yeah.
Can you watch It or no?
I have watched It. I am scared of clowns. Mm-hmm. And then when Wiggy proved correct once again that clowns in the vans were a real thing, that only...
They were kidnapping kids in the 80s. I remember that. My mother said, be careful out there.
Jack, can we get an insane clown posse rejoin?
All right.
Not many that we can play on the public airwaves. Hello. What is your name?
Kathy,
woo! Round of applause. Woo-hoo! For Kathy. Where are you from, Kathy?
Scarborough. 10 minutes.
Right, 10 minutes away. All right, you got to keep that microphone right up in front of your mouth. All right, Wiggy, are you ready?
I am ready. I'm a Mainer.
Maine was not one of the original 13 colonies. Truth or fraudulent?
That is true.
Okay, that is true.
I agree.
Yes, that is true.
Oh my gosh.
I can't believe you got that.
I went to Britson Academy, which is up in Maine.
You know nothing about history.
No, but I know about Maine.
Okay.
Massachusetts.
You got to speak into the microphone.
We were a part of Massachusetts.
Yes, Maine was a part of Massachusetts.
Oh.
We would gladly take you back.
Yeah.
All right, great job.
All right.
All right, who is up next this morning? What's your name?
Brian.
Brian, where do you come from?
I live in South Portland.
Okay. Awesome, awesome food city, Portland.
Yeah,
Curtis,
best.
I don't
the best.
Know, if you know that.
Nothing better.
Yeah, nothing better than that. Wiggy.
Yep.
The giant testicled right whale is the mascot for the athletic teams at the University of Maine.
That is
truth or fraudulent?
That is fraudulent because I am very, very. I'm an expert on their mascot.
Okay, what do you say?
I will also have to say that is fraudulent.
Fraudulent? What is the who is the mascot for?
It is the black bear.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like a Mainer.
I told you I'm a Mainer.
Yeah. All right, who is up next? Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Josh.
Josh, and where do you come from, Josh?
Unfortunately, not from Maine.
Oh, where are you from?
Raymond, New Hampshire. I'm Maine adjacent. It's the same thing.
He is in trouble.
We appreciate you driving over from New Hampshire.
Well, he's not going to be able to beat me on this one because I'm a Mainer.
Yes, you are.
We'll see about that.
Yeah, you are. The donut hole, or munchkin, as we call it in Massholia, was invented by a Maine sea captain in 1847. Truth or fraudulent?
That is fraudulent.
That is fraudulent.
I agree, fraudulent.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Whoa! See, I tricked him on that one. I see how quick I said that. Yeah. I knew it was true. I think it was Jimmy Donut, right?
Believe it or not, the donut hole was invented in 1847 by Captain Hanson Gregory.
Smart by him, though.
Yeah. Good is job that why your donut. Mom chose Gregory?
All right. Hello, sir.
Morning.
What is your name?
My name's Matt.
All right, Matt, where do you come from?
I'm from Falmouth.
All right, Falmouth, Maine. Yep. All right, and what do you do?
I go to school at USM, but finishing up there.
Awesome.
Be done in December,
All right. Congratulations.
What did you major in?
Majored in communications and a minor in risk management and insurance.
All right, so you would someday... You would dream of being a brand manager like Ken Laird.
Maybe. Perhaps. I mean, I've got the hat, too, you never know.
You already have better personality.
Wiggy, in 2005, Wiggy, Mountain Dew was named the official beverage of Maine by Governor John Baldacci. Truth or fraudulent?
That is true.
That is true?
Yep.
I'm going to say fraudulent.
You are correct.
Yes.
Anybody, I'm sure all the Mainers know. What is the
Moxie.
Official? What?
It's Moxie.
Moxie. Oh. Yeah, Moxie, which is
they still make that?
Horrible.
I know. My grandmother
still,
always
they still make it.
What is Moxie?
It's gross. Moxie. We should have
soda.
You want to try one?
Yeah, we'll have a Moxie.
Johnny.
Well, so Johnny Egan. We'll send Johnny Moxie, Egan out to get you a Moxie.
I never even heard of Moxie.
You haven't?
No.
It's.
Is that like an Aussie cola?
Like it's been a soda for how long has it been? It's been years, right? But it's not good.
No, I never. I haven't heard of it.
And people love it.
My grandmother, not from Maine, but she always used to have a fridge full of it. I always be like, Nan, could I have a Coke? And she'd give me a Moxie.
Give me a Moxie. Like, no, disgusting. Do you know what the number one selling? This is an adjacent question. The number one selling liquor in Maine is.
He's Allen Brandy.
Allen's Coffee Brandy. Yeah.
Wow.
You named it.
I would have never got that one.
That should have
been my question.
All right. microphone right up there. What's your name, sir?
My name is Jeff, and this is my son, Lucas.
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
Hey.
All right. Hi.
The whoopie pie, created here in Maine in the 1920s by the Berwick Cake Company, was named for the orgasmic feeling similar to that of beach sex that one experiences when biting into it. Truth or fraudulent?
That's definitely true.
That is true?
Yeah, whoopee.
Whoopee?
That's where the slang word whoopee comes from.
Making whoopee? Right.
Yes.
That's where
into that whoopee pie.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm going to say that's fraudulent.
It is fraudulent.
Okay.
That's fake news, Trump would say. Have you ever bitten into a nice whoopie pie?
Okay.
Did you really choose the sexual question for the son?
I mean, they come up as
poor
they
come Lucas.
Up. He's old enough now. He knows about the birds.
He's like, great, I need to hear my dad talk about sex.
How'd he get here?
Does he think the stork delivered him?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, that's what Coco believes from the Coxes, from mama and daddy.
Yeah.
Whoopie pie was named for the noise that kids would make when they found it in their lunchbox.
Oh.
Yes. All right, last question here. You speak right up.
Yes, sir. Doug.
Doug.
Danvers by way of Eastie.
There you go.
Hi, Doug.
Doug, thanks for making the trip up. We appreciate that.
Can I say Doug and Debbie are the OGs? Like, the nicest, kindest people. They've been to every event.
Yeah.
Sweethearts, the best. So.
We love them.
They know how to love Boeva, too.
Yeah.
All right. The alternate colored hot dogs that one can enjoy here in Vacation Land are called... Red snappers.
Okay.
Truth or fraudulent?
That is fraudulent.
That's fraudulent?
Yeah.
Doug?
I'm going to have to go with the truth.
You haven't lived until you've tried a red snapper.
A red snapper?
Really?
You're getting crushed.
I am getting crushed.
You're getting crushed.
So it's really a red hot dog?
Yeah. You haven't tried one of those either?
I've never even seen
a
red.
Where's Johnny Egan or Blackie? We need a red. We need a Moxie and a red snapper for Wiggy.
I've never even seen a red hot dog.
Can we get a red snapper over here, stat?
Blackie's still in your outdoor shower.
I've never even seen a red
hot
dog.
Start rumors, why don't you?
Well, he was loving that.
Have you seen a red hot dog?
No, I've never.
You haven't seen one?
I don't like hot dogs, though. So.
All right, before the end of the show, what do we have till 10?
Yeah.
We need a red snapper and a Moxie. For both of you.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, you've already, no Moxie for you.
I mean, I'd rather do the Moxie than the hot dog.
All right.
And is a regular, like, pork, like a regular hot dog?
You'll find out when you finish it.
You at Bernie's, and I will see you at the Nazwa.
Ah.
Ooh.
All right. That'd be great.
July 3rd is my birthday. Keep that in mind.
Oh, okay. Happy birthday.
And I will be staying at the Nazwa.
Okay. All
Ken
right.
said he's going to get you dinner. All so right. get that.
I'll take something on the 3rd, maybe a seat.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, a seat.
Oh.
Ken, can you explain what's going on with the dive?
We are visiting the dive next week. There are a lot of logistics to work out, but we probably will do a web ticketed contest for 50 seats on the boat.
Okay, because everybody wants to be on the dive.
Right.
I mean, there are...
Doug is trying to bribe me to get on the boat.
Don't accept any bribes. That doesn't... That
it's his birthday, though.
That did not work for Elon Musk.
No.
We think that we'll do a contest to win your way onto the dive because we can only have 75 total people or whatever on the dive. On
I believe
the,
that's
on the
true.
Boat, on yes. the floating bar in Winnipesaukee on July 3rd. Okay.
Also, speaking of birthdays, we met a great couple, you and I, last night. Diane, I don't know if they're here this morning, but it's Diane's birthday today.
Right.
So, happy birthday, Diane. Okay. I know that they were coming in today to celebrate her birthday.
Awesome. I can't believe I forgot about this. I talked to your doctor for like an hour last night.
Oh yeah. Dr. Diana was there last night.
The info
yeah.
I got.
What?
No, I didn't get anything, but it was a lovely talk.
Bad news? Is there something she's afraid to tell me?
She said you should work on your contract with Ken because the days are numbered.
Oh, boy.
I was like,
oh,
okay.
That's
rough to hear.
All right. It's Friday. We are at the Brunswick here in Old Orchard Beach, and it is roadshow number 4. Coming up, we'll get to They Said It next, a quick back and forth on everything that they said yesterday in sports.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.